Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang hilig sa moda ang nagdala sa isang negosyante sa Melbourne upang makapagsimula ng isang matagumpay na tatak ng damit. Nakamit ng nagtatag ng Misha Collection ang isa sa mga pinakamagandang modelo noong ang kanyang negosyo ay nagsisimula pa lamang. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Philip Lee. Si Michelle Asnaborian ay maaaring maliit, pero siya ang malaking pangalan sa likod ng isang napakamatagumpay na tatak. Ang 28 taong gulang ay nagsasanay sa kanyang galing buhat pa ng nasa edad na 16 na taon at alam niya kung ano ang gusto ng kanyang mga kliyente.
She is about 24 to 35. She's a very much a modern day woman. She's confident, she's sexy, but she's very classy. She likes simple silhouettes. She likes to party, go out, look glamorous at events.
Nagsimula siya sa kanyang maliit na negosyo na base sa simpleng ideya, 12 taon na ang nakakaraan. Bumili siya ng mga mamahaling designer clothes mula sa op shops at ipinagbili ito ng mura sa eBay. Nakaipon siya ng sapat na salapi upang ipadala ang kanyang sarili sa School of Fashion sa Melbourne upang matuto sa disenyo at pamamahala ng negosyo bago nagsimula ng isa pang negosyo, ang pag-aaklas ng mga hikaw mula sa Asia na ipinagbibili naman online.
I had an idea to start a jewelry business. So that's when I first heard about Alibaba, and I went and searched what products were on Alibaba, and I saw lots of jewelry products. So I thought, well, you know, that's interesting because I can probably buy and sell them like I did with my eBay business. So via Facebook, I started to sell jewelry products, and that's where Misha Jewelry started.
Pagkalipas nito ay lumipat naman siya sa pag-aangkat ng mga damit at dito ay sinilang ang Misha Collection na nagmula sa Misha Jewelry. At sa ilang karagdagang pera, nagsimula siya sa susunod na hamon.
So after I were importing dresses, I felt like I needed to evolve and create something of my own, so I started to design my own collection. And it was a collection of 12 pieces and it actually sold out in 2 weeks. So that's where I really found a gap in the market.
Lahat ng ito ay nangyari sa loob ng isang taon at naging mahalaga ang kailangang suporta.
It was just me and it was my mum as well. She was helping out with customer service. So everything moved really, really quickly. Within the 6 months that I launched, I had a warehouse. And so she would work on customer care side of things and I would start looking into wholesale inquiries and product development and designing and going off to China and expanding the business.
Idinagdag niya na ang pagbabalik ng kinita bilang puhunan ang susi ng kanyang tagumpay at ang negosyo ay lumago ng 50% bawat taon buhat noong 2014. Isang utang ang naging daan upang makalipat ang negosyo sa pangatlong lokasyon at ang suporta ng Trade Victoria ay nakatulong sa Misha Collection upang makapagtatag ng 80 tindahan sa Australia at sa labas ng bansa. Kalahati ng kanyang benta ay para sa mga kliyente sa ibang bansa at ang pag-aangkat ang may dala ng halos kalahati ng 800,000 taunang negosyo. Subalit sinabi niya na ang pamamalagi sa kompetisyon sa isang palengkeng puno ng kalaban ay mahalaga.
Well, I think it's really important to have unique pieces. So nothing is ever copied. Everything's very organic and everything's initially sketched by me. So I think it's really important to have competitive prices, high quality product and unique designs, and that keeps the customer coming back. So the price point will start from 280 all the way to 560. So we're really targeting a broader market. So the younger girl that doesn't have a high disposable income can also buy a Misha dress.
Pero dahil gusto ding lumago, si Minibining Asnaborian ay lumaki buhat sa isang matapang at hindi konbensyonal na batang kumpanya nang kunin nito ang sikat na Amerikanong modelo Bella Hadid.
When we brought out Bella Hadid for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, I think that was the moment where we really cemented the brand in the market. So that was a a critical time for us. And it was a very successful opportunity that we took on. Celebrity was my main marketing strategy since I first started. So when I was only making little money, I was investing it majority into PR. And that's something that really helped grow the brand. So celebrity placements is a huge part of the business to date. And it helps with not only sales and not always sales, but recognition, brand recognition. So it's very important.
Sa kabila nito, inaamin niya na ang kanyang kahangahangang paglago sa napakaigsing panahon ay nangyari sa malaking halaga na nagdala sa isa sa kanyang pagsisisi sa negosyo.
I would say that it's important to have a mentor. I've never had a mentor, but I think that if I was to do this all over again, just for somebody to help guide you, to help you make the right decisions, and so you're not feeling as alone.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.